Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhamma Yanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhamma Yanti means peace and calm. Dhamma Yanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhamma Yanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhamma Yanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Dhamma Yanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. I'm your host. And the show Dhamma Yanti is all focused on your soul. It's about your soul, to strengthen your soul, feed your soul, inspire your soul, everything to do with your soul. It speaks to your soul and connects to your soul. And it's a new thing for me. I was doing a show called Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom, and it's now taken this major step into and evolved into this new offering of Dhamma Yanti, the show for your soul, for your soul. And it links the timeless wisdom, the great timeless wisdom traditions, and the wonderful language of Sanskrit, the universal language, and it speaks to your soul. And that's what this new direction is taking. It's continuing on the work of conscious confidence, but it's going deeper and more direct to your soul. So if you want a go-to place for anything to do with your soul, Dhamma Yanti is the place for you. So my vision for Dhamma Yanti, for your soul, you know, how did I come up with that? What does that mean? Well, what does Dhamma Yanti mean? Dhamma Yanti is actually the name, a Sanskrit name, of a princess, and it's a very famous, there's a very famous story in the Mahabharata, a great Sanskrit Indian epic, and there's this princess Dhamma Yanti and King Nala. So the story is Nala and Dhamma Yanti, very famous story in the tradition. And in fact, if you study Sanskrit, every first year university Sanskrit student usually does some translations of some portion of the Nala and Dhamma Yanti story. But anyway, Nala and Dhamma Yanti, there's a part of the story, this princess, she's fallen in love with King Nala. And part of the tradition is that she has to, there's a ceremony called a Swayamvara where the bride chooses her husband, her partner, and the ceremony, the Swayamvara, is all the suitors who want to marry the princess are sat in a big hall, grand hall, and the bride comes in with a garland of flowers and places it over the neck of the one she wants to marry. This is a choosing ceremony, a Swayamvara. And because Nala and Dhamma Yanti had already fallen in love, she already knew who she was going to put the garland of flowers over. But the gods themselves, because Dhamma Yanti, the princess, was so amazing, so accomplished, so intelligent, so wise, so beautiful, the gods themselves wanted to marry her, and so they did what gods can do. They disguised themselves as an exact replica, a facsimile of Nala, and they were all sat round the hall, and she walked in and the hall was full of all these men that all looked the same, that all looked like her beloved Nala, King Nala. And she prayed within her heart, how was she going to choose the right one? And then she realized that King Nala was a human, was in human form, and he cast a shadow, whereas all the godly forms didn't cast shadows. So she just looked for the one who cast a shadow. But then she also knew that she would know in her heart immediately the one that she truly loved. And she, of course, went to the real King Nala and placed the garland round his neck. And the story continues. But one of the major lessons of that is that from Damayanti, out of Damayanti, arose this great power of pure universal love, which cut through the illusion, these illusory forms of her beloved. And so this great true love cuts through illusion. So that's one of the messages of Damayanti. The word Damayanti in Sanskrit comes from a base word, Dhamma, and that means restraint. And that comes from a root, Dham, in Sanskrit, which means to subdue, conquer, and tame. Subdue, conquer, and tame. I'm not too sure about that. Subdue what? Well, Sanskrit speaks to your soul. It's subduing and conquering the anxiety and the fear that holds us back from our soul's purpose, our soul's path, and ultimately our fulfillment. So that's a good thing to subdue. We want to tame that. We want to tame the noise, the busyness, and the distractions that obscure how we move forward on our soul's path and how we move forward with clarity, with joy, and with purpose. So Damayanti is a good thing when it comes to subduing and conquering and taming those things that get in our way of our soul's purpose. And the deeper wisdom, there's a great teacher in Sanskrit called Pāṇini many, many thousands of years ago, and he gave little tips on where to look, how to find the deeper wisdom held in these Sanskrit words, in these Sanskrit roots. And he said, in relation to this subduing, conquering, and taming, he said that is found in becoming calm, in becoming peaceful, in becoming quiet, in cessation of activity. So in this peace, in becoming calm and peaceful, that's where you will find subduing. So it's not about forcefully holding back and stuffing it down and suppressing, which is what we think of in English when we hear the word subdue. This is about becoming calm and peaceful. So this is just an example of how Sanskrit and the wisdom traditions speak to your soul, because you can immediately recognize that and connect with it. So the indicator here is inner calm and peace. So think about this. Think about the analogy of drawing a bow back. When we want to shoot an arrow, you draw the bow back. And anyone who's practiced archery will know the further back you draw the bow, the greater power and accuracy and clarity and force and energy the arrow will shoot towards the target and reach the target. And that's because we've drawn the arrow back. So this becoming calm is not an inert nothingness. This is like drawing the arrow back, ready so that you can go forward with greater clarity and accuracy and purpose and energy and enthusiasm and being able to give your attention. And the opportunities then present themselves. So think of it like that. This is actually a very dynamic, energized situation, but it's a positive energy and it's an enthusiastic energy. It's not a scattered, diffused energy. So very, very important. And that's where Damayanti is coming from. And you'll notice in the story of Nala and Damayanti, when she didn't know what to do, when faced with this overwhelming situation of the real person she truly loved and then all these imposters, this illusion, she went within and prayed, and that's like drawing the bow back, drawing the arrow back on the string before shooting it forward and cutting through the illusion. So Damayanti, the show for your soul, is all about your soul. That's what I'm talking about all the time. And it's about helping you draw the bow back within yourself so you can fly along your soul's path with greater power, strength, and accuracy. And we draw on timeless wisdom, and particularly in the timeless wisdom in Sanskrit. And you'll notice I've just drawn out in one word some absolutely golden wisdom that already you can feel uplifted and enthusiastic about. It doesn't just speak to your mind, it speaks to your heart, to your soul. And this has come out of all the work I've done in from Conscious Confidence, which started late in 2016, and then developed through to launching my first show on Transformation Talk Radio in 2017, Conscious Confidence, and the evolution of the Fuse program. And then I wrote a book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And that all happened from 2018 through to the launch of the book, January last year, 2020. And the publishers asked me for an emphasis on Sanskrit and the wisdom that's in the language itself, because they found that absolutely revelatory, and they wanted that for their readership. And that was an important change in my focus, because I'd always been taught to do this, but I hadn't put an emphasis on it. And the publishers wanted that in my book because they'd never had that before either. And so that changed the focus in the podcast that I was doing. So the book was a pivotal point in the journey of Conscious Confidence and drawing out the wisdom that's actually inside the language. And so that then drew me further into how can I utilize this wisdom in Sanskrit practically for people. And from Conscious Confidence, we're now at Damayanti, which is providing that wisdom directly for your soul. And it's a wonderful thing. It's an exciting thing. It's been a lot of work that's gone on behind the scenes, and it's still going on. And I'll talk a bit more about the vision for Damayanti in the next section of the show after the break. So from the early beginnings of considering stage fright for musicians through to how to overcome that using mindfulness and meditation, through to Conscious Confidence, through to writing a book and bringing out the wisdom in Sanskrit and the timeless wisdom traditions of East and West, and making it practical and something that would actually connect people from within themselves, through to now the rise of Damayanti for your soul. I've now got this new show, this which will be available on many platforms, this new show, Damayanti, the show for your soul. And this will evolve over time. I've got some wonderful guests lined up coming up, and they all have messages for your soul, something to feed your soul, calm your soul, and remember that it's all about drawing the bow back, and it's a very dynamic, energized situation, ready to let that arrow fly forward just like you fly forward in your soul's journey. So I'll be back after the break and we'll talk some more about Damayanti for your soul.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And I was talking about the rise of Damayanti for your soul before the break, and now I want to talk about the vision I have for Damayanti for your soul. I want Damayanti to be a go-to site, a go-to place for soul food, for soul inspiration, for wisdom, to find something to calm, that brings you to calm, to brings you to peace, an anchor point for your soul, something that speaks directly to your soul, acknowledges that you have a soul, that you're not just a physical body, you're not just a mind, particularly a mind that chatters all the time. You're not just a whole bunch of feelings that rise and fall like waves, sometimes choppy waves on the ocean, sometimes a bit calmer. All of that forms this individual who we are, but behind that is your soul. It can be described as yourself, your soul, and that your soul is on a soul path. Did you know you're on a soul path, a soul journey? And through that soul path, that soul journey, is your following that is your ultimate fulfillment. And from that is peace and happiness and giving the best of yourself to everyone that you meet, the best of yourself to all with whom you walk, your family, your friends, your work. Whatever you do, you're offering the very best if you're connected to your soul and in alignment with your soul and your soul's path, your soul's journey. And that, you know, is a very practical thing on a day-to-day basis. Even if you're out grocery shopping, for example, that can be in alignment. How you do that can be in alignment with your soul, what feels natural, what feels aligned. And so this is very important, and I wanted to acknowledge and honour your soul and Damayanti, this show for your soul, is directly and openly providing for that. And remember, Damayanti, the actual word, it comes from Dhamma and from the root Dham, which means to subdue, to tame and to conquer. And that needn't necessarily be a hooray concept to us, because we think of repression and tightness and suppression and repression, but it's not like that at all. And that's where the wisdom in Sanskrit needs to be uncovered. And there's one sage Pāṇini, and he said, you find the essence, the real understanding of Dham or Dhamma, which means to suppress, subdue and restrain and tame, is actually found in becoming quiet, in cessation, in becoming calm. And I'd say think of drawing the arrow back. So it's a point of stillness, really, where that arrow is on the bow and it's held still, pulled back. So there's a restraint there for that moment, a subduing of any other activity. And then when the time's right, at the choice of the archer, with his eyes fixed or with her eyes fixed on the target, the arrow is released. And then the arrow flies with great energy and clarity and purpose on its journey to the target. And that's really the essence of Damayanti. And the story of Nala and Damayanti, embodied or gives a great example of connecting or manifesting that pure universal love which cuts through the illusion. So, again, there's that direction in the power of Damayanti, of Dhamma. And she embodied that because her arrow flew directly to the man she loved in that Swayamvara husband choosing ceremony that they had in those traditional times, and she knew exactly who to place the garland over and cut through all the nonsense of the illusion that was in the room at the time. So they're just examples to give you an idea of where I'm coming from with Damayanti. And what I'm hoping to give with Damayanti is on my site, apart from the sort of inspiration and soul food and in these shows, this show for your soul, wisdom and great guests talking about all sorts of areas that are interesting and uplifting and feed your soul and speak to your soul, to you personally, is I've also got this range of spiritual jewelry, and I've gone into great care with that because I started with conscious confidence with bracelets because I realized people needed something to give them a connection with the wisdom, with the tradition, because this wisdom tradition, I talk about the wisdom tradition, it is actually a mighty thread of consciousness of wisdom that was put in place forever. That's why I call it timeless wisdom. I can't even say it's ancient. And it's there for humanity to connect with themselves through wisdom. And it's always there. It's just we haven't often been educated. It's in all the traditions. It's the same thread of wisdom showing itself in different forms, in different traditions. No matter what your background is, that thread of wisdom is there. And I developed these bracelets to start with, and they're two different bangles, a sort of a silver colour and a gold colour, and then a leather wristband. And they had prema, and prema in Sanskrit means pure universal love, and Damayanti, Princess Damayanti, embodied that and manifested that, this pure universal love, which is not all kind of a marshmallowy fuzzy thing. It's a pure love, and it's a direct love, and it's an abiding love, and it's an unconditional love, and it's a pure universal love. And being universal, it's present all the time. If something's universal, it's not dependent on the right conditions being there, hence conditional and unconditional. It's not dependent on the right circumstances being there before that love shows up. If something is universal, it's present everywhere, at every time, in all places, in all circumstances, and it's always relevant. That's the very definition of universal. And so this universal prema love, I developed these wristbands, and it said prema, pure universal love, and then on the inside is a message to keep close to you, on the inside of the bangle closest to your skin, is let pure universal love flow to all. And I've had some incredible feedback from people who have bought the bracelet and found that it's an incredible reminder, seeing the Sanskrit, because I write it, it's written in the Sanskrit Devanagari script, and then it's written out in English so you can pronounce it, P-R-E-M-A, prema, and then the meaning of it, pure universal love. So you've got that reminder immediately, and then the message inside, let pure universal love flow to all. And those bracelets were really the starting point, that as a sort of reminder somewhere for people to feel connected, help to maintain that connection, because inevitably we get lost, we get disconnected like clouds coming over the sun. We feel we're disconnected from the sun. They're behind the clouds. The sun hasn't gone away, but it gets covered over by all sorts of things within ourselves, thoughts and feelings that are unhelpful. And so that was the starting point, and now I am working on a range of spiritual jewelry and with a broader reach, charm bracelets, and I'm going to be looking at necklaces and all sorts of things that have a spiritual import to them. They're beautiful to wear, but they help us stay connected, connected with our soul, remind ourselves of our true soul. So that's I'm working on another book. Can't say more about that because I'm still working on the research for it. And there'll also be further developments in terms of how to present the timeless wisdom in Sanskrit for today's world and what the message is for our time. So that's a bit of an overview of the vision for Damayanti for your soul. And the rise of Damayanti, the show for your soul, from the starting point with my first podcast with Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio, way back in 2017, where we started with Conscious Confidence. And so if you would like to find out more about Damayanti for your soul, go to my new website, damayanti.store, damayanti.store. And if you don't know how to spell it, it's pretty much how it sounds, Damayanti, Damayanti, damayanti.store. And there you'll find out how to purchase my book if you're interested in that, which is Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And there's all the links to where to find that. There's podcast previous shows of my radio show on my website and also on YouTube. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and get in touch with me. Drop me a line and drop me a question on Facebook or Instagram. Ask me anything about Damayanti for your soul or conscious confidence or Sanskrit, meditation, anything you like. So follow me on social media and Instagram and YouTube. And I've also got a blog on my website. So there's tons of information. So I think my website, damayanti.store, is the go-to place, and from there there's all sorts of information. And I'm excited to say that my next show this month is on Damayanti, the show for your soul, is to do with meditation, the master key for your soul, with my special guest Dr. Gary Groman, who's been a meditator for over 40 years. So meditation, the master key for your soul, is my show next this month, and it's coming after this one. So remember, the wisdom traditions know who you are in truth. The wisdom in Sanskrit and the great timeless wisdom traditions know who you are in truth. They know your soul intimately, so they have your back, and they know you are pure, perfect, and complete in your heart, and they know you are whole, you are enough, you are limitless, and you are universal. And I always like to finish with some Sanskrit. And today I've got a beautiful Asato Sadgamaya Shanti mantra from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. From ignorance, lead me to truth. From darkness, lead me to light. From death, lead me to immortality. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.